Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 110.
Come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. This morning's prayer will be offered by Aaron Wilson, Legislative Assistant for Representative Horn. We would ask everyone to stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Wilson.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Lord, please continue to bless the members and staff of the General Assembly and the work that they do. As we go into the weekend, protect us as we go about our travels and activities. And Lord, please bring us back safely next week to continue the business of the people of this state. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us and your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read. Actually, just a moment. Representative White is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 8th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves the journal for August 8th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Now, ratification of bills and resolutions.
The Royal Clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the Governor. House Bill 206, an act to make changes to the laws related to transportation. House Bill 217, an act to make miscellaneous and technical changes to the statutes relating to the Department of Information Technology, amend various statutes relating to the state agency cybersecurity, amend various statutes relating to the emergency phone service and the 911 board, repeal the requirement that the cable service providers may provide cable without charge to a public building located within 125 feet of the provider's cable system, create the Information Technology Strategy Board, require training and certification of police telecommunicators, to clarify and authorize of the State Chief Information Officer to make personnel decisions relating to the employees of the Department of Information Technology. House Bill 645, an act to revise the outdoor advertising law. And the following resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Joint Resolution 687, a joint resolution provided for the joint section of the General Assembly to act on confirmation of the appointments by the governor of new members of the State Board of Education.
Chapter bills will be noted. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative White is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, August 12th at 7, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative White moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, August 12th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 562, the Second Chance Act, is withdrawn from the calendar 36B and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 562, short title The Second Chance Act, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recommitted to the calendar 36B.